now it's time for a little Popcorn Tribunal bonus content. And we're going to call this the Grey Jedi Edition. So, today...
it'll be our lowest rated thing ever.
Yes, that might be true.
Our lovely guest.
Oh, we lost Bailey.
And Tyler.
That's me. Give him the floor.
I'm gonna set a couple rules here before we ding ding. First of all, no name calling. So nobody gets to be called a cuck. Because I hate that
word.
Too late. He already called me a cuck. You're too late.
Second of all, this has to be a completed conversation. I don't want any of this, oh, I feel bad, let's stop talking, or why do I submit myself to this? Finish the fucking conversation so that you two will stop dick wagging on Facebook.
Who is dick wagging?
Chris just farted and he's like waving it away from his
face. It's all friendly. That's all friendly dick wagging.
Yes, it's friendly
we
dick wagging.
They don't even love each other
most of the time.
But I gotta be honest with you. So the whole thing that started this conversation was this list of like 12 questions, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, 12 questions about the Star Wars movies.
Yes. So,
because everything in my fucking life revolves around Star Wars, and I'm aware it's become a problem, Molly. It's just like we just had May the 4th, and then I was like, I promise I won't talk about Star Wars for like a week, and here I am.
Yeah, we had May the 4th, and we didn't do Spaceballs.
Incredible. Tyler, do you want to really hurt? I hate Spaceballs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, I've given up on you loving any Mel Brooks movie. All right, ladies, here we go.
I do like Dracula Den, loving it.
Tyler, favorite trilogy.
Well, what are we doing, man? How did we get here?
Tyler, favorite trilogy.
The OT, obviously.
Are you just going to ask us these questions side by side so Tyler can get progressively madder?
We're going to go through the favorite trilogy. Tyler, which one? The original? Original three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Blah-huh.
Sequel
trilogy.
How do you
feel about that?
I mean, I understand why a lot of people like the original trilogy better, but personally, I like the sequel trilogy better.
Why?
I like the sequel trilogy. I'm not one of those. My thing is, like, if you're going to hate on the sequel trilogy, don't defend the prequels, too. You just make yourself look like an asshole.
Yeah, no, for sure. There are a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, look, now I know how good the prequels are because we have the sequels. Like, you're a fool.
I like
the prequels, but they're not, like, necessarily good.
No, I mean, I like them because I grew up with them. I'll defend Revenge of the Sith more than most people.
I'll defend Attack of the Clones because it's a good movie.
Revenge of the Sith has a lot of great ideas and concepts and things. Attack of the Clones is such a bummer slog of a movie.
I will maintain till the day I die that most people dislike Attack of the Clones because the love story between Anakin and Padme is a little clunky because George Lucas wasn't great at writing love stories. His wife, who he never credited, was good at writing them. But if you take out that Anakin and Padme like love story, there's like actually a solid, like, interesting Star Wars movie under it. Like, the rest of it.
I want to disagree with that. You sit down and you tell me Palpatine's plan and you tell me, and with all seriousness, that it makes any fucking sense. Please.
Okay, I'll tell you Palpatine's plan. Let's clone myself to keep me alive. And then let's
not
create
that plan from the prequels. Not that plan.
Yeah.
To start a conflict
from both sides to, bankrupt the current government and make it look weak and then take it over because the people loved him because he looked like the hero?
I get that, but then they overcomplicate.
Oh, wait. I get that.
What do you mean he overcompensated?
He overcomplicated everything.
Oh, I think he overcompensated.
Like, well, he might be doing that. That would explain how each Death Star keeps getting bigger.
just getting bigger.
All right, how many Death Stars were there?
I mean, technically two.
There's two Death Stars, and then there's a Starkiller base, but they also, like, blow up a droid control ship, and that's not a Death Star, but it's the same kind of scene.
There's two Death Stars, there's a Starkiller base, there's a little cannon that has a mini Death Star cannon in it, there's a fleet full of Star Destroyers that can blow up planets anyway, so what was the point?
That's true. I'm not going to pretend like the sequels or the prequels don't have problems. They obviously do, but I enjoy them because I like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, no, I love those movies.
Like, Attack of the Clones is, like I've said this before, it's the worst movie I've seen 38 times.
Chris, do you have some commentary about that? I hear you clear your throat.
No, I was drinking a beer, so I cleared my throat after I swallowed it. You know, like you do.
Yes.
Chris is like every parent who's had to listen to their like kid with their friend over just going on like, you know, Anakin's better than Obi-Wan, and he's just up there like, God fucking damn it.
All right, favorite couple.
Raylo, bitch. I don't care what anyone says. I love it.
See, we kind of agree here because I said either Raylo or Han and Kira. And come for me if you want, but I think Han and Kira were cuter in Solo than Han and Leia ever were in the original trilogy.
Yes.
Well, there's not enough in Solo.
But there were eyebrows.
He's a little more rapey than I remembered him in Empire.
Yeah, he really is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't remember the rapiness.
There's a lot of Leia saying, let go of me, please, and him going, why?
Yes. My hands are dirty, too.
Oh, yeah, no, him being like, what are you so afraid of? And she says, my hands are dirty. And he goes, my hands are dirty too. Who cares? Or like some shit like that.
If anyone other than Harrison Ford delivered that, you'd be like, ew. Yeah, like if Hayden Christensen delivered that, you'd be like, ooh. Rough. I'm just saying, like, he's a total creep. The whole movie at Attack of the Clones, and then he murders a bunch of children and women. She's like, oh, you poor thing. You're just like a little Oz bunny rabbit. I love you for some reason now.
All right. Favorite character.
All our lives. And that day.
Favorite character from the original trilogy.
I said Han originally, but then I changed it to Yoder because there's something so magical about him and Empire.
He is cute. Lando Calrissian.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
Lando's charming as hell. Are you kidding?
Absolutely. Yeah, Lando's my favorite in the original.
He even kind of hits on his own daughter, and you're like, it's Lando. He can't help. That's how he delivers
every
line. It's
not his daughter. That's the biggest rumor that keeps going around. It's not his daughter.
It said that in that book you let me look at.
It doesn't, though. I looked at it. It doesn't say it in there.
All right. However, we're talking about Lando in the original trilogy. So out of all of the characters in the
original trilogy, what do we have here?
You pick
Hello,
Lando.
What have we here?
Ooh.
Okay, favorite character from the prequels?
Obi-Wan. Easy. Ewan McGregor is so good. Bananakin.
I like Bananakin.
Really?
Which one? Do you like Bratty Kid Anakin? Serial Killer Anakin?
I was like, I was the right age during those movies to just relate to Anakin. And I had a lot of Anakin toys when I was a kid. So just, I liked Anakin.
Yeah, I committed mass genocide too. This movie gets me.
Jesus Christ.
I just liked him. Also, back then, I was very much, I thought the Empire and like the Sith were cooler. So I was all about Anakin being kind of dark.
You are my brother, Bananakin. I loved you.
Poor delivery.
All right. Favorite character from the sequels?
I said Rey at one point, but then I changed it to Ben and Kylo because Adam Driver is so good in all three of those movies.
Yeah, he's killer in those movies.
I love good guy Ben Solo and his cute little sweater from The Gap.
His good boy sweater?
He's so cute.
All right, this one I don't really get. Favorite trio?
Yeah, like favorite, like trio of.
I don't like
characters.
That.
If you even explain to me what the word trio means, Blaha, I will cut you the fuck off.
A trio is a group of three.
I swear to God,
that makes sense. Blaha had a way of explaining things so Tony could understand them.
I just turned off his video.
Oh no!
You can turn it back on. I can't find you to turn it back on for you.
You said, "Oh no, I can't! Well, I can't turn it back on because the host stopped it. You nihilist me, you bitch!"
There you go. I asked you to start video again. That's a thing now.
It's a little in joke from before we started this live stream.
All right.
All right. So I'm a little confused just because I don't remember like trios being a piece.
Like Han, movie. Luke, and Leia, Obi-Wan, Anakin, Padme.
Padme, Obi, yeah.
Ray, Finn, Poe, which is the best.
Yep. But then you're okay. not counting the droids or Chewie. And I'm like, Chewie's part of that.
I got to be honest with you. I think R2-D2, C-3PO, and Chewie are probably my favorite trio.
I mean, that works too, yeah.
When Chewie's carry... What are you talking about? Chewie carries C-3PO for half of an entire movie.
No, he doesn't. That's like 20 minutes of the end of one movie.
I keep forgetting he can't see me when I flip him off. Favorite friendship. No, but
I can feel it.
What the fuck did you just put on your head, Chris?
His style hat.
It's from Vanilla Ice's live tour.
It's a Back to the Future 2 hat. What the hell's wrong with you?
I can't fucking see.
It even says it right there.
You're getting elderly, bub. Past your bedtime.
At least I know how to make the camera on my computer work.
Oh.
At least my audio works. So.
Oh. Instead of a dig on me, he throws a dig at the computer.
I'm just saying, you guys bitch, like, we can't see you. You can see Chris, but you can't hear him. And it's a podcast, so you're welcome.
All right. Speaking of friendships, what's the favorite friendship from the movies?
I feel like anyone who doesn't say Finn and Poe is wrong.
God, are you kidding me? Han and Chewie.
No, Finn and Poe.
They're adorable together. They're best.
Han and Chewie.
Finn and Poe are way more adorable.
Fuck you, Han.
Fuck you.
100%.
If Disney had the balls to make them lovers, I might agree with you, but they didn't.
They still have that energy. I can still believe.
They give Finn a different girlfriend every movie. It's weird.
That's true.
Han and Chewie, that's my Grey Jedi conversation right there. Han and Chewie.
Yeah, even in Solo, they're adorable.
I'm not saying they're not adorable, but Finn and Poe. Just such a perfect chemistry between Oscar Isaac and John Boyega.
All right, side question. Han and Chewie, or Rey and, or fuck, Finn and Poe. Did they do it or not?
I mean, Disney says no in the extensive fan fictions I've written. Yes.
Maybe they kissed once and they cut it out for China.
Chris, just so you know, I was like a real quick and it's hilarious as shit. Why are you sending us three ways to break your dick by Dennis Rodman? What made you think of that?
I said it's for later. It's hilarious.
You just wanted to remember.
I've seen it and it's funny. Favorite droid, ladies. Favorite droid.
K2SO from Rogue One. Alan Tudyk's way too fucking funny.
Are we including the Mandalorian in this conversation?
Hey. Oh, was it favorite droid?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Oh, I've loved R2 my entire life. And that's one part of the sequel trilogy I don't like, is they give him no screen time.
The Taika Waititi droid, what was his name? That's my favorite droid.
IG-11.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Mm.
Yeah, I just like K2SO. The reprogrammed
one or the one from before?
Oh yeah, which version?
Because he shoots him in the head, and then there's a different...
The one that sacrifices himself.
The nanny droid version.
Yes.
That is pretty great.
So, as an aside here, how fucking excited are you guys for Taika to write and direct the new Star Wars?
Oh God, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm so
not holding my breath with their track record of five.
Did you just say you're not holding your breath? Directors.
He did, yeah.
I am holding my breath. I got a tit in my hand. It's mine.
I still honestly think that every time they've fired a director, it's been for the better when stuff comes out about it. Like, I did not want to see Solo with Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
I disagree about that. I mean, Vader scene from Rogue One was not in the director's cut, so right call there.
And friggin', who is it, Josh Trank was going to do a Boba Fett movie?
Oh, no, I don't like that, man. They made the right call. And Book of Hit, Colin Trevorrow, I like, what was it, Safety Not Guaranteed quite a bit, but he has not followed up with anything very good.
And
I don't care what anyone says, Duel of the Fates would have been awful.
Oh my God, that script is the worst.
Yes, yeah, shut the fuck up about it. It's not good.
It's so bad.
I don't understand.
Hey, why
you
did you
want attention.
Who are you telling to shut the fuck up?
Oh, the whole internet goes on and on about it constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. They're like, Duel of the Fates would have been great. It would have been this and this.
People
and
are like, look at the masterpiece we missed out on. Because there's like one or two, there's like a lightsaber guillotine at some point in the movie.
Yeah, there's
people
like
have a huge boner for that.
The fuck? That was in Last Jedi-ish.
Ish.
No, hang on. The whole thing about a lightsaber is It's an elegant weapon wielded by a Jedi. What the fuck does a guillotine have to do with
it? Or the First Order made it. So it's like a bad guy thing.
Again, they kind of used it in The Last Jedi. They were going to use it on Poe and Rose. It's kind of the same concept.
Who would be your Jedi master? What did I say?
You said Poe and Rose. I said my Jedi master would be a very lesser known character, Sacy Tin.
Satan.
Is that the funny looking guy that's sitting next to Yoda in the Jedi Council?
No, don't worry. I had a toy of him at my desk.
That is the guy that I'm talking about.
Are you? Oh, okay. I didn't. Yeah. It was bad description skills.
The guy with the head?
No, he's got like the two.
Yeah, he's in Revenge of the Sith, and he's the second one to get ganked by Palpatine in his office with the horns coming down.
Sam Jackson's character like it, would be my Jedi Master.
Mace Did you say Windu? Sam Jackson's character? Mace, you couldn't remember the name Mace Windu.
I don't get a bonus for Star Wars. Okay.
That's not true. Yeah.
Mace, I said I don't get a boner. I didn't say I don't love it.
That's true.
So I won't fuck Star Wars.
Just because I get a boner doesn't mean I love something.
Favorite lightsaber color. We all know Mr. Grey Jedi's favorite lightsaber color.
Green?
Hold it up. Hold it up. Come on.
Who, Tyler? Tyler doesn't have. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yellow. Oh, well, see. You know, yellow is my favorite. I did. I brought my visual aid of my white kyber crystal to illustrate a point to Tyler.
You're adorable. I can't see your point. So
that's true. Yeah, you can't see.
So, favorite lightsaber color?
Yellow.
I pick green. I don't know. I thought about purple.
I'm sticking with Mace Windu and purple.
The yellow or white. There you go, Tony.
I just like the story behind how Mace Windu how Sam Jackson got his purple lightsaber.
Yeah.
He came down and he goes, what color do you want your lightsaber to be? And Sam just threw out purple thinking it was fucking possible. And he showed up on set and they handed him a purple lightsaber. And he was like, oh, it just came in my pants. Yeah, it's a great story.
So, I need new Jedi robes.
All right. Easy question. Lights up, light or dark?
Oh, man. See, you say neither. Easy question, but that's the thing that spawns the whole argument.
I know. That's why I said easy question.
Go ahead, Tyler. Give your incorrect answer first. I love you, buddy.
Uh-huh. I did this supported with conversation pieces, by the way.
All right. I picked gray because I think the whole point of the prequels and definitely the sequels is that the Jedi are abusing their light side training and are fucking full of themselves. And there are certain dark side powers like force healing and giving into your rage and those kind of emotions.
Why is force healing just want a dark you to side suppress power?
Yes, it is. Where Palpy talks about it.
No, what Plagueis does is steal life from people and use it to create.
That's
a dark
what you
side
do.
Power. No, healing. The force healing is giving part of yourself.
Gotcha. So
that's the difference.
You probably use it on yourself. It's you inverting.
Touch somebody,
power.
Steal their life force, and give it to whoever you're healing, and that's the dark side of it. Mm. Where the force healing
it's
from
a
the light
pathway
side
to many abilities.
What
some would
Ben
consider
and,
to be
what happened
unnatural.
With Ben and Rey at the end of Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, that involves taking from yourself to give. So that's why that's light side. With the one what you're talking about with Plagueis is stealing life and then using it to extend yours or.
So the sacrifice piece versus the burned piece.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. That's it? That's all we get from that? Really, guys?
Oh, wait, no. I didn't answer the question yet.
All right.
Then he shut me down, baby.
Well, no, keep going if you got more, buddy.
I obviously don't know as much as you. Quite
Thank
clearly,
you.
I have not read or watched as much as you, nor could I ever in this lifetime, because I just don't have the time anymore.
Shucks.
But from my understanding of the sequel trilogy is like Luke looked back on the Jedi and like, wow, these people are full of shit and are really kind of into themselves and want you to repress emotions and parts of yourselves that you shouldn't repress and this whole out of balance dark side light side battle just keeps happening over and over again. So I need to go into exile.
Which is an interesting piece because, but that's the interesting piece because he kind of started teaching Rey that mindset outside of the standard light and dark side.
Yes, and that's what balance is. And I feel like Rey and Kylo are in their own little ways trying to get to that balance, but they found it together at the end. And I feel like if Rey trains a new generation of Jedi, it's going to be more gray Jedi than your traditional light side users, so that that balance
Here's a question before Blaha answers. Is a gray Jedi a Jedi that is not dark side or light side? They take a combination of both of them, or is there a very specific path and usage of the Force in the ways that a gray Jedi takes that isn't really dark side or light side?
I will say I could be wrong in my interpretation because I don't know as much, but my understanding was that a gray Jedi rejects the Sith or Jedi ways of using the Force and those mindsets and can draw from both. That was my understanding.
That's your understanding. Blaha, how is that correct?
So in the old like canon stuff, which is where the whole gray Jedi thing comes from, gray Jedi are still strictly Jedi. They're not, they haven't rejected the Jedi. So like in the old canon, like Qui-Gon Jinn is a gray Jedi because he like shit talks the council a lot and doesn't really listen to what they say.
So he's like Severus Snape.
Sure. Kind of. But so the whole argument against the gray Jedi thing and what I was giving Tyler shit about is the fact that, so that was like a very much an old like EU thing, like the old books, the old canon that got thrown out where authors were just like, yeah, no, that's, they're just, gray Jedi is a thing. If you're not a Sith and you're not a Jedi, you're a gray Jedi. That's like a whole thing now that George Lucas like notoriously hated it. And he told, like, that came out when I was asking you, had you seen that Freddie Prinze Jr. video I was talking about, yes, where he goes on the rant about, like, I learned this from Dave Filoni, who learned this from George Lucas, so this is coming from the creator of it. The issue with the way that argument comes up all the time, especially this one, it says, so do you choose light or dark? It's not asking, do you choose Jedi or Sith?
Right.
So it is entirely possible to say, like, you don't like the Jedi stuff, because there's a lot of, like, stupid shit that Jedi do, like Tyler's talking about, like, suppressing emotions, whatever. But when it comes down to it, there is not a gray part of the Force. There's only the light side and there's only the dark side. And the dark side is all about giving into emotion and being selfish and following your path. And the light side is entirely about finding the balance in those two things. That's where the, like, that argument comes in, where there's not a middle part where, like, if you're on the light side, you're purely doing Jedi shit, and if you're on the dark side, you're purely doing Sith shit. If you're on the light side of the Force, you're supposed to be struggling with the dark side emotions, but you find the balance so that they don't overcome you, and that's what makes you light.
Because the conversation happens about anyone that's on the light side about
give in to the
dark side.
People on the light always struggle. People on the light side always struggle. The people in the dark have already given in. And so that's like where that argument comes in from people like George Lucas or Dave Filoni or Freddie Prinze Jr., that there isn't a middle ground because the light is the middle ground.
Right.
So that's why there's not anyone who chooses not to go the Sith way is going the light side way. And so that's why like gray Jedi have been eliminated, because that's like the idea behind those in the old canon was they're like, oh yeah, they toe the line, but the ones who are on the light side only do the good guy shit, and the ones who are on the dark side only do the bad guy shit. And that's just not like true.
So in the original canon, are gray Jedi's bad, good, or indifferent?
They're good, technically. Okay. They're still, like I said, they're still Jedi. They're still considered, that's why they're gray Jedi. They're not gray Force users. They're gray Jedi.
Gotcha. Okay. And which would you pick, light or dark?
Light.
Chris,
I'm a good boy.
Light or dark?
Hmm?
Light or dark, Chris?
Me? Oh, Chris.
Don't really have much of an opinion, really. Sorry.
All right. Klingon or Ferengi?
I would say Chris is dark side.
Probably dark. Yeah.
Chris does feel very dark.
Chris gets grumpy on Facebook sometimes, so he's dark.
All right. Most and overrated
fuck character.
Fuck the Ferengi. There it is. Romulan, bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Star Trek. Okay.
I hate the Ferengi character. God damn it. I hate Ferengi.
Yeah.
The big ears, and shit? Then they get stroked. And that's like their
Gene
thing.
Gene Roddenberry?
What a nerd.
All right. Most overrated character.
Boba Fett.
I'm going to change my answer.
What?
I do agree, Boba Fett. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boba Fett's trash.
Yeah. He dies.
As far as people thinking it's good, but not.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone thinks Boba Fett's the shit. Boba Fett sucks.
Yeah.
I used to be really into Boba Fett when I was younger, because I was like, he's really cool. And now I'm just like, he's a hack. There's way better Mandalorians out there.
Yeah, the costume is the character, and there's nothing there other than that.
Yeah.
I will change my answer a little bit. I will say, I'm going to get shit for this too. I think Rogue One.
Hang on. Let me open the door for you. Okay, go ahead.
I think Rogue One is tremendously overrated. Just because, like, the last third of Rogue One is like some of the best Star Wars ever, and because it ends on that high note, it tricks you into thinking the rest of the movie is great, or the other two thirds are just kind of.
There was stuff I liked in Rogue One, but you're right.
I like Rogue One.
I really like Rogue One.
I just think it's tremendously overrated.
I think
I like Solo a little bit more, and everyone hates on that movie.
I love Solo.
Okay,
you're not.
So I really liked Solo. I didn't necessarily like the guy who played Han.
Fuck you.
But I did like the rest of the movie.
We watched Hail Caesar, and he's great. I love little Hobie Doyle.
Oh, Jesus. However.
No, Hobie Doyle, different character.
I think that outside of the trilogies, for me, I thought that, and I know that there's really only two movies outside of the trilogies, right? But
yeah.
Well, there's Ewok movies and a holiday special, but
and the Clone Wars movie.
But for me, the live action movie, I really enjoyed Rogue One. The one piece that I hated about it was the bomb dropping.
That was Last Jedi. What are you talking about?
I think he's trying to troll you a little bit. That or he really forgot.
Oh, it comes with age, senility. What are you talking about dropping?
Was it Rose's sister that was in the ship with the bombs dropping?
Yeah.
Yes,
you want me to explain to you why the bomb dropping works?
They're magnetized.
It's a mag ray.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
It's because of the artificial gravity of the...
No.
And magnet.
The bombs are loaded into a mag rail, and it shoots them down. It's like a rail gun.
Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Why did it happen so fucking slowly?
Tension.
Because World War II references.
Add that too.
Fantasy.
Do you know there's actually on those bombs, there's a bunch of like handwritten like epithets from like rebel fighters. And
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's in, you can kind of see it in the movie, and it's in the visual dictionary. My favorite one says Han says hello. I thought that was cool.
All right, most underrated character.
Jango Fett. He gets lumped in with his dumb son.
Okay.
He does die like a bitch in Attack of the Clones, though.
I said Dio and Babu Frick because they are treasures, and
everyone loves Dio and Babu Frick. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but everyone hates on that movie, and
that's true. That people hate on that movie for dumb reasons.
Yeah, I agree. Like, oh, I'm sorry, we had fun with the Star Wars movie. I guess continue to make a YouTube career shitting on it.
It really cracks me when people are like, that movie was too heavy on fan service. And then they're like, but I like that Duel of the Fates script. Fuck you.
I love that Darth Vader.
Is that the two
from
Asian
Rogue
characters
One.
From Rogue One?
No.
Why? What was wrong with Fate 2?
Who are D.U. and. Hey, don't.
D.U. Dio's the little wheelie droid from Rise of Skywalker, the one they pick up with the cone.
Babu Frick is the droid smith.
Hey!
Moni Myrtle.
The droid is a runner.
I really like K2.
Babu Frick.
But yeah, K2's great.
K2 and Krennic and Donnie Yen carry that movie in terms of characters. Everyone else is boring as shit.
His name's Sherrod Imway?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't know his name. When I think of all of the movies, and I look back at a character that I feel wasn't used to a capacity that he could have been, mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I think that Poe could have been a little more dominant in the movies. Yeah.
Well, he was supposed to die in Force Awakens, but then mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac
tested really well.
Abrams, yeah, and then Abrams wrote him back in.
But yeah. What I'm saying is, I mean, he had moment. First of all, I love Oscar Isaac, right? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I feel like he could have been better utilized in all three of the movies. So for me, I think Poe's character was underrated.
I wish he'd been the one to go with Finn in Last Jedi instead of Rose. I love Kelly Marie Tran.
YouTuber mentioned that, and I'm like, that fixes everything.
Yeah. I love Kelly Marie Tran, but I'm not the hugest fan of the character Rose Tico in Last Jedi. Not that she's like a bad character, but it feels like it would have been better with Finn and Poe. Because I especially laugh whenever you get to the scene where Rose is like explaining to Finn why war is bad, but Finn's a fucking child soldier.
Hey, like, real quick, I'm sorry. Hey, Chris, I think we should split these into two episodes. So I think
no shit.
Are you able to?
This is a mini-sode.
It's almost Saturday, but you know.
All right, favorite ship.
I was gonna say the Falcon.
Not that kind of ship, you dumbass.
I like the Ghost from Rebels, the TV show Rebels. I like the Ghost. It's cooler than the Falcon. It could beat it in a fight.
Okay, probably. You said the Falcon.
Love the Falcon.
I'm an X-wing fighter guy. I love the X-wing fighter. I had the X-wing. I played with it when I was a kid. X-wing's always. Cool. Was it the Y-Wing? Is that the one with the wings that go up and then come back down? I had one of those as well.
No, the Y-Wing is the ones with the thingies in the back.
That's right. That's the one that has the... Which one's the one that had the Imperial Guardians in it? The wings that came down with the
Lambda class shuttle?
Sure. Okay, that.
Yeah.
All right.
I have an X-Wing here for
Naboo
you, Tony.
Fighters.
That's fucking
I think
awesome,
the Naboo
dude.
Fighters are very underrated. I think.
Oh,
I love
dude, those
design.
Are sick. There you go, buddy.
These are awesome.
The yellow ones with the little chrome assholes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I had a Lego one. It was the shit.
Oh, yeah, that set was killer.
Chris, did you have a favorite ship from Star Wars?
Oh, I'd have to look it up to see the exact name.
I bet I could tell you if you describe it.
Well, just give me a sec. Keep chatting. I'll get back to you.
This is like a dick measuring contest, and Blaha thinks he's got the biggest one, apparently.
When it comes to Star Wars, it's the only thing I'm good at.
Oh, that's terrible. Aww.
It's the only skill about myself I can market.
Like,
is
like
it on your resume?
Yeah, exactly.
My resume says, do you want me to recreate any Star Wars movie with my action figures?
His resume is written in Sith.
It's written in Orabesh.
You can't read common... it.
Don't you fucking nerd out on me like that. I'm so disappointed.
All right. I want to point out something real quick just because I thought of it. I saw a meme of little Anakin building like 3PO, and he's like, for no reason, I'm going to make it. He can't read Sith. I'm like, using episode one, like one of the worst plot points that Anakin built 3PO to criticize the sequels? That's the stupidest shit.
Although
These people are insane.
I just assumed that Anakin like illegally downloaded programming for a droid.
Yeah,
and it just was included.
I mean, when 3PO's talking about why, he mentioned something about how the Senate mandated it. And I'm like, that's all you need. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because Palpatine's behind it all. So
yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
That actually makes, I didn't even think of it that way. That makes perfect sense. You're right.
Yeah. So like, are these people just looking for problems because it gives them tons of revenue and YouTube views badmouthing this movie? Like they found every fucking leak from Rise of Skywalker to badmouth it ahead of the release. And then, I don't know. If you're making a YouTube career off of criticizing movies from a multi-billion-dollar company, you need a fucking better job. I hate you.
I could have swore you were about to say eat a fucking dick. That would have been funny.
That too.
They can eat a dick unless they're gay and they enjoy that. Then
Chris, did you figure out your ship?
It's a tie between the Imperial TIE Interceptor and the Imperial Shuttle.
You were absolutely right. Dark Side.
TIE Interceptor's cool. I liked Kylo's like take on it in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
I like the Imperial Shuttle because when it lands and the wings come up.
That's the one I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, that's one. Yeah, I love that one.
Blaha, the Interceptor's cool. Blaha, what ship is Luke playing with? He's playing with a little toy. And
he's playing with a T-16 Skyhopper. It looks very similar, okay. Okay, but it doesn't fold up the wings.
It's a good thing you're fucking married, man.
Yeah. It's a good thing I got married before she found out.
I could imagine you at a bar. What's up?
I did make a joke about I'd probably be trolling for women at a Star Wars trivia singles night.
You ever heard of a T-16 Skyhopper? Yeah.
Did you?
I have one on my wall.
Hey, did Blaha. You hear
the T-16's outdated? They're finally releasing the new T-17's actual line for the movie.
All right.
You can hear the pennies drop. Oh, Blaha.
Question
when you murder 11. Ass, are you like, or execute order 66?
Lean in and whisper it. just lean in as it's hitting the climax, like, Lord Vader. Right. You walk in undressed and go, you want this, don't you?
I just walk in.
That is what I want.
And just go.
Right.
What if at the end of the climax she screams, no?
And then you just go.
And then you realize you're sleeping with an amputee, and you're like, that works.
Then you remind her that you have the high ground.
I'm heading for the target shaft now.
Yes, okay, that you're that wrong.
Braver than I thought.
We got to get to this last question because I got to go.
Negative. It just impacted the surface.
Story of my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Sometimes you hit the target shaft too quickly.
Tyler,
it's only a few meters wide.
Michael Blaha. Which one of you two has had more sex on Star Wars bed sheets?
I don't own Star Wars bed sheets anymore.
Oh, Tyler wins!
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Saddest death.
On. That's the only one that really made me cry. Although, Carrie Fisher in real life, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Ben Solo's is really sad in
the movie.
Ben Solo's is really sad.
He finally gets the first base.
Yeah, but you totally shipped. Oh, you don't think he was hitting that shit on the Death Star or whatever ship he was on, the destroyer?
I think Kylo Ren was swimming in Superior Officer Puss.
Oh, absolutely.
I hadn't thought of that.
That one lady in the conference room scene who's like, I like your mask.
Like, your helmet is so big.
He walked in later buck naked just with that helmet on.
I mean, you did ship Raylo, so I think that makes sense that it would be Ben.
In my mind, they probably banged at some point.
Like in the Force?
They finger banged, like, in a very Vulcan way. That was for Neelis.
Stop it. I don't need the visual aid.
It's more like a Romulan thing.
Stop it.
Sorry. I thought in the search for Spock, you banged some chick, but they were like doing hand things. But not like how we do hand things.
I think
he did hand stuff with Kirk.
I think that the Han death was very was very sad. But I got to be honest.
I remember opening.
We just discover the type of character that Kate Blanchett's character is, and then she's not Kate
Blanchett.
Laura Dern, sorry, Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's pretty.
We just discover like the patriotism or whatever you want to call her, right before she dies, and so for me that was
she dies in such a fucking awesome way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like. Here's the thing, like, how the fuck have they not been using that as a weapon against fucking...
I don't have time for that rant tonight, but that's a whole other rant I can give you on why that works and why it doesn't break the canon.
Okay.
There's science.
All right, and last but not least, all-time favorite Star Wars cast member.
Mark Hamill.
Pick one.
Mark.
Or John Boyega, too. John Boyega's been great since the whole thing started.
John Boyega knows his shit, too.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Boyega is he loves the fact that he's in Star Wars. Like, he.
When you?
No, but I mean, like, you know, everyone's like super proud of it. Like, he fucking fanboys about it. Like, he was on Graham Norton and David Beckham was on there, right? And Beckham's like, hey, let's fight lightsabers. And he was so excited to light. Oh, shit. That's an adorable dog. You're muted.
I didn't mute. He stepped on my mic. It's my pug's birthday. And so I brought him on the podcast.
Your pug's adorable. Yay,
six puppy. Today.
And Tyler's like, I can't see.
Tyler's like, oh, boy.
The puppy.
Oh, boy. Okay. Take him.
Hi, Molly.
Tony says hi. She tried to feed him a treat to make him look cute, and instead he had a heart attack.
That's hilarious.
It happens.
So, yeah. So, my favorite cast member, I think Poe is a good choice, but then I'm still a big fan of just whoever played Chewbacca as a whole. I think
Peter Mayhew was great as Chewbacca. Yeah. The guy that plays him now, Eunice Suetamo, I think is...
Yeah,
he's awesome. I've seen him in interviews and bonus stuff. He's great.
He loves being in Star Wars. See, that's the same reason Boyega is
great. He's another person that loved being in Star Wars. Yeah. Loved stepping
and it's
into
like any one of them who really loved being in it. Like, as much as I love Harrison Ford, it's kind of a bummer that he just like didn't care.
That he hates it.
Or like Alec Guinness, he wouldn't even was like Star Wars was trash. Oh, yeah. Like, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but you got to think about like who Alec Guinness was, right? Yeah. Alec Guinness was the serious fucking Shakespearean actor.
Yeah,
Bridge on the River Kwai. Yeah, dude liked to work on quality, but you know, he also wanted to get paid.
This movie was pitched to him as a space opera, and it turned out and it was a cult classic, and he's like the original hipster. Like, I'm too cool for Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
His Obi-Wan is the best one to imitate, though. He would learn patience.
What is the worst thing about Star Wars?
A little bad, little friend.
What is the worst thing about Star Wars?
Yep.
Whenever George Lucas is around to write a love scene. The Dementis! whenever George Lucas is allowed to write a love scene after he divorced his wife, who he refused to give credit to. Sorry, George, if you're listening.
He's not.
The only reason that the love subplots worked in the original trilogy was because his wife was ghostwriting those scripts.
Well, you had Larry Kasdan too, dude.
That's true. But like, the fact that
he could have written all three of the sequels.
Okay, this is going to be an interesting question, and I don't know the answer to this from the two of you, actually. Original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Before or after Enhance?
After.
Why the fuck would you ask that? Are you kidding me? Are you high?
After. I like it. I like it better after. I understand that some of the changes aren't.
Oh my god.
Great. Like there's some changes that are stupid. Like the best character in Star Wars history, Sai Snoodles in Return of the Jedi, the lady with the long nose.
Oh God! Stop. I hate it.
Like some of those changes aren't amazing, but the thing for me is like there are changes. I like it. It looks better. It's easier to watch, and it's easier to maintain. If you left it just as the original trilogy, eventually you're gonna lose any kind of quality copy of that.
How about Slug Jabba the Hutt when he gets stepped on by Han?
God. I hate it so much.
I don't have a problem. I guess I don't even necessarily really have a preference. I just don't have a problem with the enhanced version.
It makes them worse movies. It actively takes away. I know you do. It's like, gee, here's the thing going on. What if we had a fucking CGI dinosaur animated in 1997 walk across
Dude,
the frame?
Dude, that CGI dinosaur was one of my favorite toys when I was a kid.
All right, so Tyler, clearly you're like original.
Yes,
I heard Neil is yelling at me too.
Yeah, I heard.
I had to buy bootlegs online of fans cleaning up the movie in HD with any elements they had available, and that's just bullshit that we have to watch the movies that way.
I have the Team Negative One, A New Hope copy. It's from the original theatrical release. It's like 24 gigs if you guys want a copy of it, but nothing beats it.
Oh, I have copies too. Yeah, digital. It wasn't on them.
I'm not that big of a fan. But my part really is,
and Blaha, tell me if I'm wrong. Like, I don't care if you do all the special edition shit. If you release the originals too, so you have those movies available.
It is bullshit that they just pretend the originals don't exist. And it's like, everyone made it sound like a George Lucas thing, but Disney too is like, no, nerds, like, watch our version.
I have the original 1995 VHSs, which is like the last official legal release of them, and it has a vague thread on the back of that this is the last way you can buy these movies.
Yeah,
I'm like, why the fuck are you doing this?
There's like actually
a New Hope is in the National Film Archive.
Yeah,
and they don't even have a print available of the original version because he refuses.
There's legit a rumor that it was a condition of George Lucas selling Star Wars to Disney that they wouldn't re-release the original.
Then he hit a McClunky in there that wouldn't be McClunky released until well after he sold it as a big fuck you to us.
That, I'm not going to lie, I fucking love that McClunky line. That cracks me up every fucking time. I just imagine that's Greedo being like, fuck you.
All right, Blaha, I'm sure you have. What did you think of the documentary that came out with Rise of Skywalker?
I loved it. It was so much fun to watch behind everything about, like, that's like one of those things that always pisses me off when people go really hard about making, like, going talking shit about a movie when they don't really need to. Is like, think about how many people, like, really just put their lives into making that movie and loved making that movie. And then you just sit, like, to sit there, like, it's okay to, like, criticize a movie, but for the way people get so hateful now, like, going to something, everyone worked on its fucking brain dead. And then you watch that documentary, and, like, the lady who does the stunts on that movie is, like, the nicest lady in the world.
She's
fucking fantastic, by the way. Yeah. I love that there is a huge portion of that documentary.
Yeah, oh yeah, she deserves it.
To the relationship that she has with whatever the fuck her name is. I don't know.
Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley.
My wife, Daisy Ridley.
I'm sorry, uh-huh. I've met your wife. That is most certainly not your wife.
I have absolutely told Molly.
You would have brought her on the show by now. Wow.
Really?
I've told Molly before. I've told her that Daisy Ridley is my only actual true love, but that's fine because she said the same thing about Adam Driver. So,
I think outside of Star Wars, I haven't seen anything I like Daisy Ridley in yet.
I'm not saying that I've seen other movies that I've been. I liked her in Murder on the Orient
Express. Murder on the Orient Express and like a Peter Rabbit movie. She's barely been in anything.
It's not. I'm not going based off her acting ability. I'm going based off the fact that she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
She is marvelous and wonderful, and she has a beautiful soul.
That was challenged when The Mandalorian came out and Gina Carano was in it as Cara Dune. I'm not going to lie.
Let me tell you
something.
Gina Carano has completely changed her look.
Mm-hmm.
When she was actively fighting, I was still attracted to her, but she was very beefy, I guess you say. But in The Mandalorian, while she's still a badass,
yeah,
she was hot. Yeah, she's
so hot.
Yeah. She's coming back, which I think is great.
Yeah, I totally forgot she was in Deadpool as well. Like someone pointed out to me, I was like, "Oh shit, you're right." And she's fucking hot in Deadpool too.
Less ugly Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh,
or was it less fat Rosie O'Donnell? Less fat Rosie.
I forget which one is actually in the movie because there's some alternate ones.
The alternates are great. So, yeah, but I guess on that note of agreeance, we can kind of call this one, but...
have one more thing to call Tyler on.
Okay.
It's a quick one. It's a quick one based off another Facebook post you made earlier, Tyler.
Oh, no.
And you're going to know where I'm going with this. It was a post about a man named Ben Mendelsohn, brilliant actor, and you're talking about his ability to use his brilliant villain character acting skills to elevate subpar movies or average movies.
Uh-huh.
And there was a movie.
I like Rogue One.
There was a movie you listed Marvel. In there that you said was average, and I would like to disagree with you. I think it was one of the best movies that came out that year.
Don't do this.
Robin Hood featuring Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, God, I thought you were going to do
the only movie.
We'd have to open a whole can of worms there.
No, Ready Player One sucks, and people can fight me if they want
to. Thank you.
Ready Player One's a terrible movie. Ready Player One's a terrible movie and a terrible book.
The Shining sequence and the fact that they gave the one F-bomb to the Chucky sequence are the only two things I like about that movie.
Yeah. that movie is just, that movie is like, it's so, the epitome of like, you kids like references, right?
So Blaha, did you not like the new Robin Hood movie?
That Robin Hood movie is the only movie I've seen outside of Star Wars 3 times in one day. I watched it on HBO. Why? At like 8, like I couldn't fall asleep, and it was like the new movie they just released on HBO that night.
That's,
I was like,
that's ironic, I'll watch because it. When Tony and I went, I fell asleep during that movie.
So I watched it on HBO at 3 in the morning, and then I finally fell asleep after it was over. I was too entranced by it to turn it off. I woke up, it was a Saturday, and I was like, that had to be a fever dream. There's no way that movie existed. And I watched it again. And then when I went to hang out with my friends and they said, let's watch a shitty movie, I was like, guys, I've got the perfect movie for you. And I will tell, love hate that movie so hard.
Same. But like, there's a very specific reason that I love hate that movie.
What is your reason?
Any black actor could have played Jamie Foxx.
I've heard you say that before, actually. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. It's just like they were going for some star power because I feel like they read that script and they're like, oof, we need someone famous.
And I feel like they could have done better.
Oh, no, for sure. That movie is just like, the first time I watched that movie, I was like, I've never seen a stupider movie that I've loved more. It's like my version. It's my Attack of the Clones from Tyler's perspective.
Bono's daughter, I can't ever remember her name. She was amazing.
Yeah. But it's like, just the fact that, like,
Taron Egerton was fantastic. He's fantastic in everything that
he does.
He's
really charismatic, yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that movie is, like, trying to do, like, Black Hawk Down with, like, bows and arrows.
Yeah.
Like, some dude pops up a fucking crossbow like it's a Dishka, and he's, like, popping, like, arrows down the fucking street at him. They're literally like sitting there, like there's the part, pots. like he's around corner and going like he's fucking doing military signals. Yeah. That movie is absolutely stunning, and I literally when I read that post from Tyler earlier, I was like, I got to talk about my favorite least favorite movie of all time.
That's funny.
I didn't hate Robin Hood. It just didn't do much for me.
You should hate Robin Hood is the problem. that's when you should hate, like, but also
that's
love.
That's the problem. It didn't
give any strong
emotions at all for me to even think about it. Like, Ben Mendelsohn was fun. Yeah. Taron Egerton and I love it, everything.
He is basically just director Krennic in that movie, too, again.
No, but and that movie and Ready Player One, he's playing the same role. And it's insane.
Here's the thing. We have Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. We have Robin Hood starring Russell Crowe. And then we have...
I forgot about that one. Oh, shit.
And then we have Robin Hood with Taron Egerton, right? We'll call those the three live-action films from our lifetime.
We didn't talk about the Fox one or the Mel Brooks one.
That's, I just said live-action, and Robin Hood, Men in Tights does not count.
Because it's a parody.
Why not?
Because it's a parody.
This is like comparing the Spider-Man trilogies every time they've tried to restart it.
Oh, don't. Let's not start.
Wait,
that
are you
going to
hate
please.
On the Raimi movie?
No,
too?
Let's stop. We'll have another problem. Stop it. I will mute your ass so fast. Both
Raimi
you.
Spider-Man is bad.
I will drop you guys.
Fuck you.
This fucking podcast.
I'm tired of Sam Raimi hate on this podcast. I will not.
out of the three Robin Hood. Hey, you don't get Sam Raimi hate. You get the Evil Dead hate. I don't dislike Sam Raimi.
He hates the Spider-Man movies. You guys hate the Evil Dead for some reason.
No,
I
like Evil Dead.
It.
I love Evil Dead.
Oh, you're fine.
Man,
thanks,
buddy.
I like
that trilogy
you
more
two
than
are
Spider-Man
like hate
by, like, a little
that's
bit.
What it is with you two. You two are the living, breathing epitome of hate fucking.
I lose the guy. Tyler's the one I slap really, really hard while we're fucking.
Tyler's the one like... Get out! No, come back!
Whenever Tyler... Me and Tyler together is like that scene at the end of Winter Soldier when Bucky's like punching him in the face and he's like, you're my mission! Like, they love each other, but he's really fucking them up.
You guys are the 25-year toxic relationship.
And then, yeah, Tyler busts out the... I mean, I'd watch the Raimi Spider-Man movies with you because they're hilarious trash, but they're still trash.
You guys, shut up. Spider-Man 2 is still perfect stuff.
You guys are the violent reach around of the pegging community. I swear to God.
Tyler's the one I kick down the door to the stall when he's in the glory hole. That's fair.
You wouldn't be the first one.
My parents are still listening.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, Mom.
On that note, Vlahan, thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, yeah, thanks. When do I get my own episode to pick three movies like Tyler's ringer?
After Alex, I'm down. Unless we have new movies in the theater at that point. But it's just 2 weeks away, so I don't think that's going to happen. But
I'll think of a theme.
Yeah, let's try something that's not Star Wars.
I do like other movies besides Star Wars. I'm just saying some stuff. Detective Pikachu.
I will make what's the Inferno one actually? That's kind of
what?
The over your right shoulder.
Oh, it's Guardians of the Galaxy 2. The Disco Inferno poster.
So, here's the deal. You can have your three movie show, but I don't want any Star Wars conversation during that show.
I can do that.
Okay, because you've been on three episodes with Star Wars conversations.
It just follows me.
All right, so yeah, Blaha, thanks. Bailey, thank you for taking off, buddy. Hope you had a good night. Tyler, I hope one day soon we can get video from your brand new computer that you spent all that money on. Because I miss your face.
Spent $200 on a computer.
Hey, $200 is $200. You shut your face. Yeah. I can't wait till we can be back in studio. I really miss you guys hanging out, all that fun stuff. It's always fun. Neelis, thank you for sticking it out for a couple hours. Apologize to your wife for me. But
I apologize every day to my wife.
Yeah. Same.
Me, just in general. I'm so sorry for doing that to your back. I didn't mean to.
Every morning I wake up, I look at my wife and say, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry I didn't just like stop breathing.
I'm so sorry sleep apnea didn't kill me overnight.
I'm so sorry the cold didn't take me in the night.
All right. Well, I love all you guys. Thanks for checking us out. Whoever listens, we Popcorn Tribunal on Instagram. Twitter,
yeah,
and yeah. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, Mom. I'll call you later.
You got a twofer. You're welcome.
Bye, Blaha's mom. I'm sorry I said fuck and talk fuck in another word.
I'm sorry I implied that me and Tyler hate fuck.
Sorry, we mentioned Blaha's pegging like, and reach around as a glory
hole. I started off with the word cuck as loud as I could. Come on.
No, she's used to that. I call my mom cuck all the time.
You call your mom a cuck?
Yeah, I've called my mom a cuck on FaceTime before.
On that note, I'm ending this meeting. Bye, guys.
Bye.